Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Jeskowitz?
8:39.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on March 8, 2016. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Huron County Democrat, Huron Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant.
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Here.
Mrs. Hand.
Here.
Mrs. Olasky.
Here.
Mrs. McHugh.
Here.
Mrs. Rattle-Goda.
Here.
Mr. Petuto.
Here.
Mr. Sturgis.
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Here.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Olkowski, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Sturgis, would you be the process guardian for this morning? Mr. Jeskowitz, would you please read the executive session statement, sir?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 exec requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-B sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend, and whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-B12, 4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter which, by express provisions of federal law, state statute, or rule of court, shall be rendered confidential or excluded from public session, the legal citation to the provisions at issue is Chapter 231 PL 1975 and the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, is interviewing candidates for the superintendent's position. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 6 hours, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Formal action will not be taken.
Thank you, Mr. Jeskowitz. Can I have a motion, please, to go into executive session?
So moved.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session. Looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Looking for a motion to
adjourn
the meeting, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.